Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Soft Life Podcast with me, Candy Washington. So before we dive into today's episode, which is me sharing a few powerful ways to awaken and heal and really activate your divine feminine energy, which is really the energetic space where we receive, where we are in flow, where we really get to rest, relax, and hone into the power of just being. Just being is enough, okay? So before we dive in, if you need additional support, be sure to check out our free self-love guide, our courses on manifestation, self-love, and lifestyle design as well. Join our Patreon community. We are growing over there, so it's really, really exciting. And shop our Soft Girl merch as well. We have some cute stuff. So with that, let's dive right on in. So let's talk about a couple of ways to really activate and heal the feminine divine energy. And when I say feminine divine energy, it's not male or female. It's not about gender. It's really about just being in the energetic consciousness and the energetic space of being able to receive, being able to relax, being able to be in your flow. And like I said before, being able to just be, you know? And that's the most powerful place to be, right? Where things just flow to you. It's really becoming your most magnetic self, the healthiest version of you, where you get to just relax and receive, okay? The first way I would say to heal your divine feminine energy is, well, let me take a step back and actually say, what are some ways that you know that you are not necessarily healed or awaken in your divine feminine energy? One is, are you super critical of yourself and super critical of others? Is there a harshness to you? Is there an edge to you, right? Do you find yourself unable to relax or to take breaks or to calm down or to, quote, turn it off? Do you feel that you have to micromanage everything and everyone? Do you have to be in control of everything, right? So, and also think about, do you have a problem with receiving, whether it's receiving compliments, receiving gifts, receiving, you know, time, receiving whatever, receiving love, you know? Do you have a problem with receiving? Also, do you have a problem with rest? Do you have a problem with taking time for yourself, filling your cup back up, you know, doing your self-care practices? All of those are signs that you have an unhealed or a non-awakened divine feminine energy where you're kind of stuck in hustle, you're stuck in grind, everything is hard, you have to do everything, everything is action focused, and you have to control, you have to manipulate, you have to be in charge of everything, okay? Those are signs. If you're super stressed, right, that's also another sign. So now that you know some signs that you might need to really heal and take care of your divine feminine energy, let's talk about a couple of ways in order to do that, all right? I think the first thing that you should do to heal and awaken your divine feminine energy is go to the doctor. And what I mean by that is go get your annual checkup, you know, with your primary care, also to, you know, your OBGYN or to the male doctor equivalent of that. Sorry, I don't know the name of that doctor. Go to both and get fully evaluated. You know, get everything, get your blood, get your urine, get your hormones checked, get everything checked out. So you have a very clear picture of what your body is doing and where your body is at. Because one core component of healing divine feminine energy is reconnecting back to your body, reconnecting back to yourself, feeling home within your own body, feeling home within yourself. And so I think that we focus a lot on the spiritual aspect of it and the mental aspect of it, which is true, we should, because they work hand in hand. But I think that we also need to use science and nature and spirituality all together to heal holistically. So know what your levels are. You know, you might be thinking, I have a hormone problem. Maybe you actually just need more fiber in your diet in order to feel less bloated or inflamed or just not connected back to self. And you might be thinking, well, what does that have to do with me being rigid and needing to control everything and disconnected? Well, if there's something off balance within your body, if there's something that you don't feel comfortable or isn't healthy going on, that shows up and it manifests in other and different ways, right? So you want to make sure, because the most calm people, the people who are most in their flow, the people who are so easy to receive, usually are people who are truly connected with mind, body, soul, and spirit. They feel comfortable in their own skin. You know, they know that it is safe to be at home within themselves. It is safe to receive, right? It's safe to let go. So I would say, and I don't hear a lot of people telling people that, but I think that would be the first thing I would do. I would just go get all my labs done so you know what your body is doing. That way you can start to intuitively heal your body, which will heal your connection to it, which will heal your divine feminine energy, right? So maybe your body is saying, we need less of this and more of that. And now you sort of have a clear blueprint from it. But don't think, oh, I'm scared to go to the doctor because what if they say something's wrong with me? Well, if they say something's wrong with you, then you can now address it. And then you can also use your tools of, you know, your thoughts and your positive speech of who you be. So you can do both. You can mentally say, I choose, this isn't who I am. I am healthy. I'm healthy. But then you're also going to use the tools of science and medicine to treat yourself in a way that feels authentic and intuitive to you as well. So we're not going to discard science, but we're also going to incorporate our spirituality, our thoughts, and nature as well. Okay. So I would say that's where I would start. And then from there, really start to learn how to listen to your body. Because activating and healing your feminine divine energy is really just about creating a safe space to nurture your intuition. And that's when you feel safe within your body, connected back to yourself, you know, really embodying that feeling. So then once you know where you're at, start listening to your body, ask your body questions. You know, what do you need right now to feel safe? What do you need right now to feel calmed down? Like, what food do you need that will nourish you? You know, what physical activity do you need? And then there are practical things that you can do. You can look in front of the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. You can take a nice bath and like really touch your skin, put on oils and lotions, connect back to self. You can meditate, you can journal, you can walk in nature, you can create community with other people. All of these things help to heal your divine feminine energy, right? But at the core, it's connecting back to your body, making your soul feel safe within your body, right? Knowing your presence is enough, so you're not doing all of these things outside of yourself. That's where the control, that's where the criticism, that's where the harshness, that's where the disconnect comes from, right? Is when you're trying to control all of these things outside of you in order to get something. But when you heal your divine feminine energy, you are connected to the divinity that lives within you. You are at home within this body. And so you're not trying to get anything. You are in a divine magnetic place to receive what you want. So what you want now comes to you. It flows to you. You're not trying to get. You are now in an energetic max to receive. So it's really about connecting back to body and feeling home and feeling safe. Another thing that you can do, we talk about affirmations. A lot of times we say, I am, I am, am, I am, I am, I am. But that's really rooted, again, in your root chakra is the I am. That like rootedness is the I am. Maybe try and do more heart-centered, your heart chakra, which would be I love. So rather than saying, you know, I am enough, I am worthy, I am successful, I am living this life, blah, 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 which are great statements, of course, but maybe if you're trying to, you know, heal and awaken your divine feminine energy, switch it to, I love being safe in my own body. I love knowing that I'm always divinely supported and cared for. I love how I look and I love how I feel. I love being so healthy. I love feeling so strong. I love feeling so connected to who I am. I love owning my power. I love receiving. I love being open, right? Try to use more I love statements. This will really connect you to your heart. This will really connect you to that heart feeling space. I love who I am. I love my life. I love that I get to be so happy and grateful for blah, 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 right? So really start to connect and use those I love statements, okay? So there you have it. Those are some ways to really awaken your divine feminine energy. You know, get the labs, know where you are at physically in your body. Also work with a therapist or a life coach or someone that you trust who can help you navigate healing, you know, that inner child, which is really connected to that divine feminine energy, really connecting within yourself, you know, switching your affirmations from I am the root chakra to I love the heart chakra. And then in being intuitive, listening to yourself, asking yourself, what do I need right now? What would make me feel good? What would make me feel safe? And really connecting back to self. So I hope this episode was of value to you. It was my intention that it was. And of course, if you need additional support, be sure to grab our free self-love guide down below. Check out our courses on manifestation, self-love, and lifestyle design. And also be sure to join our Patreon community where we are doing lots of fun things there as well. So until next time, everybody, take care of yourself. I love you and I will talk to you next time. Bye. Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.